Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
On this, the first episode of our Ours to Protect in 2024, the theme of the week is recycling. We spoke to Sharon Cameron from Mayo County Council about the topic and focus in on correctly disposing of Christmas trees and other recyclable material left over from the festive period.
I think we've all noticed, around this time of year, no matter how careful you are, you'll find you'll have extra waste and the bins will be that bit fuller than normal and you'll be trying to pack in the waste into them. So it's great to chat this morning about recycling and to advise people on the correct way to recycle, but also to talk a little bit about prevention of waste. I know in the run-up to Christmas, we had lots of messages about, gifting an experience and that type of thing. But I'm sure lots of people have still ended up with gifts that they may not want or they may not need. And now is the perfect opportunity to re-gift them, to drop them into the local charity shops. A lot of the charity shops are back open now. And, to drop them into the local charity shops rather than just leaving them in the house. They'll be of use to somebody else. There's lots of online platforms as well now for exchanging goods, be it if you want to sell something on or if you want to donate it to somebody else. And there's the national ones that we would be familiar with, but an awful lot of the individual towns around Mayo now have their own exchange service or, a version of a kind of buy and sell service. And the really good one then is Zero Waste Recycle, where you can just donate items. And I have donated lots of things over the years on that, but I've also picked up some things as well that I needed. So I know not everyone is online, but they are really good resources. And we really move towards that now. It's becoming very commonplace and acceptable to exchange goods and donate goods and, ask for something when you need it and all of that. So that's the first thing to look at before you look at the bins at all.
Certainly. And you use that word exchange and reuse because essentially when you're exchanging something, you are reusing something. It's given something a different purpose. And look at reuse comes into recycling so much. Moving on ever so slightly, because at this time of year, we see it less and less, but a lot of people still do have all year round trees that naturally will shed. But now comes the time where they're going to have to dispose of Christmas trees. And again, that's not the easiest task in the world. But I'm certain that Mayo County Council and yourselves have collection points and places where these can be recycled.
Yes, this is a service that we offer every year, and it's particularly good for people who live in towns or that have urban gardens that they just don't have somewhere to put the Christmas tree or to use it. So we have locations throughout the county, Achill, Ballina, Ballinrobe, Ballyhaunis, Belmullet, Castlebar, Turla, Clamaris, Lewisburg, Newport, Swinford and Westport. And the locations within the individual towns, they'll be posted on our social media and on our website, and we're available to take a call to go to the locations with people as well. So it's just a matter of getting the tree. Yes, we there was great joy going out getting the tree in December, but a little bit less joy now when you have to take the decorations off it and get it recycled. So definitely use the service, because what happens then is towards the end of January, then when we get all the trees in, we bring in a company to mulch the Christmas trees for us, and we use that mulch then for landscaping projects, and we can donate it sometimes then if there's enough of it to local community groups, tidy towns groups, that type of thing as well. So you're reusing something and you're making something from it. So it's recycling and reuse with the Christmas trees. The best place for correct information all of the time is mywaste.ie. You can go in and you can type in any type of waste that you have in your house and look for an answer in relation to what bin it goes in if you're not sure. So it's just to be careful in segregation. We're not doing so well on that. The latest statistics show that 64% of the waste in household bins in the general waste bin shouldn't be there. It could be recycled or put in the food waste bin, and that's even a worse statistic for commercial premises. So a good bit of work to be done. So that will be the one I would really love to see an improvement on in 2024.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Join us once more next Friday morning at 10 to 10 on the Tommy Maron Show for the next episode, where we will be looking at the new compost bins being introduced in the early stages of 2024. That's Ours to Protect, funded by the BAI as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.